the theme on next Tuesday?
Anything you'd want us to start with? But if you want to be a part of this show, send in those health-related questions, any health-related question, on our WhatsApp line, 0752-345-9.
Maybe just to re-echo what we talked about last Tuesday on 30th, and we're congratulating the mothers, the parents actually. I shouldn't call them mothers because the men might get annoyed, and yet I'm always advocating for male involvement. So we want to congratulate those parents that got babies on Christmas Day. Actually, from 20th to 5th January, all those are Christmas babies.
Christmas baby,
think for the Christians, I think they're going to be called either Emanuela or Ime, that kind of thing. So we congratulate all of you. And we don't have the total number of babies that were born on Christmas, between the 24th up to...
I actually have a friend who gave birth on the 24th. Actually, an hour
to 25th. I also have a neighbor whose daughter gave birth before, a few hours to midnight, to first. 2026, I was saying. So do we count, is this baby the statistics of 2025? Yeah, we really congratulate them. But we managed to get some figures, especially from Mbarara Regional Referral Hospital. They had a total of 244 babies.
And that was
between the 24th to 1st January 2026. I think people in the Western are not sitting. They are busy.
Yes.
And these are babies that were born in the regional referral hospital.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we don't have the statistics of those that were born in health centers, but at least I thought you should share this. Then we also got 43 babies in Yumbe district. Then Kamuli and Bujiri, we got, which is Ganga Hospital. Kamuli district gave us 15 babies. And then Abujiri Iganga Hospital 25. Then on New Year's Day alone, we got 83 babies. Those were 42 boys and 41 girls on the New Year's. So those are babies for 2026 so far. And of course, you remember last Tuesday we talked about the majority of these babies were actually from teenage mothers, which is not a very good thing, but it's a problem that we have. Because she's actually said that in Uganda, every day, 1,000 younger girls, those are girls below 18 years, get pregnant every day, Devi. So no wonder we got so many numbers around Christmas time. And I think, you know, I always make a lot of jokes. I don't know whether this was part of the manifesto for the people aspiring to be presidents of this country. I think this is an issue. We should not sit down and say we want to rule a country. We are promising people jobs. Because I'm sure if these girls were in schools, were maybe having employment, they wouldn't be getting pregnant. 1,000 younger girls getting pregnant every day is something that is alarming. And I always make a lot of jokes. Every pregnancy you see, there is always a man behind, if not three men. You know, it should be the other way around. Every three pregnancies would be one man behind. So this is a joint effort. While we are saying these younger girls are getting pregnant, the people making them pregnant, think twice. If somebody's daughter below 18 years is getting pregnant, suppose it was your lonely daughter, because definitely they are men, all boys making these girls pregnant. So to the men out there, watch out, because I know some of them are actually associated with the early marriages, because there are some tribes, I don't know whether I should call it a culture norm or whatever. Why should you marry your daughter? Because you want money, you want bride price before 18 years. Because these are other than getting pregnant, even during delivery they get a lot of complications, and we cannot sit down and say we are developing our country. Yes, so that was about the babies we got over Christmas holidays. Then of course, again, I always start with good news, but also again, our condolences to the families that lost their dear ones. You remember that nasty accident which was between Irwengo and Jantonde, which claimed seven people.
Yes.
It was really very bad. And Remember, actually, I think the first 2 weeks before Christmas, we were talking about road accidents, how people should be careful.
Mm.
And that was after the Nakasongola. You remember the bus,
yes, the buses
that crashed. That was also a nasty one. Then of course, there was also another accident. Other than the massacre one, they also reported 6 people died along the Christmas holidays. Though the statistics say that the deaths, the road traffic fatal accidents this year, 2025, were fewer than 2024, which is a very, very good. We should say that that was very good, and I think really we have to appreciate our traffic officers, we have to appreciate the National Road Authority, we have to appreciate Ministry of Works and Transport, because they really made sure. Then you also appreciate me and you, because
of course,
we warned the people, you remember.
Actually, the accidents this year have really been few.
Which is very good. I wish we could actually, we shouldn't even get a single one, if people, because you remember, the traffic officers, I think they got about 42 people who are driving recklessly, overtaking anyhow. So if they could do that every day than waiting for Christmas holiday, then those who are carrying excess passengers, if a car is supposed to carry 5 people, why should you put 7? It's that day that you have put 7 that maybe you get an accident. Instead of have lost 5, you lose 7 people. Then they also are curbing those who are without valid driving permits, because even if it has expired, there are those even who drive without any. Just gets on behind the steering, he knows how to turn the gears and drive on highway. A lorry has not been to. Then, of course, there is that dangerous overloading, especially those Christmas holidays, where I think everybody should not be left behind. Then I think there were also about 12 drivers that were arrested because they were driving under the influence of alcohol. Which they did. If they can do this every day, because people drink, they don't only drink on Christmas. If they did this every day, I think we could get somewhere. So we'd say zero accidents. 2026. Let's start now to make sure that this thing stops. Then the other good news, as we have started there, away from road accidents, away from deliveries, I think it's about the new long-acting injectable HIV prevention drug. We've had what you call PrEP, people that are at a risk that need to be prevented. So they have been taking tablets, but most people fear taking drugs.
So this is like
taking drugs every day. So
like
if you get an injection, yes, it takes 6 months in your body.
Okay.
So if you got your injection today, Revi, today is 6th
so
January. You're going to get your next injection 6th July. So you'll be getting it twice a year.
So does that mean?
But I don't want people to jeopardize out there and say now there is a drug. The drugs have always been there.
Yeah.
We have been giving them drugs, tablets to swallow. But you know what it means. People fear even taking a Panadol when they have a headache.
Because
so you can imagine you are not sick, but because you know you are at a risk of acquiring HIV any time, you are subjected to take tablets every day. So sometimes they get tired, and because this injection you get, 6 months on the road, you are okay, then you come back. And but that does not mean that you say after all they say there is an injection, so let me become reckless. No. Because we've got people, the target population for this drug are the people we call high risk individuals. These are younger women. You remember we just said every day 1,000 younger girls below 18 get pregnant. And wherever the pregnant passes, there is also a likelihood of HIV passing there. So these girls, some of them, we don't know. Some, I said, are in marriages, but others get pregnant, not because they want, but because of the conditions they live in. They want to earn a living, and they just, if I may actually use the word, some of them are even commercial sex workers, as young as whatever. So those are at a risk. Then you also have, like if you are married and you are in what you call a discordant relationship. So this time around it's not only the girls, even the men. Because if you are married to your wife and your wife is HIV positive and she's taking drugs, so you is negative, you are at a risk. Because especially, as much as we say take your drugs very well, we are not there to police to make sure that the person that is having HIV is taking drugs 100%. So to be on the safe side, we also put you on this prevention. So, but from experience,